Okay, welcome back. You are listening to Nobody by Mitski and Why Try by Tank and the Bongos. And also, this is Marielle, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio.
Surprise, we're doing 2 hours.
Yeah, surprise. Yeah, if you're like, wow, this show is really going over, it's 101 and their song is not finished. Surprise.
Surprise.
We're doing 2 hours.
2 hours.
And,
can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why Mitski?
So, those last two songs were for my brother because he had a phase where he really liked this particular Mitski song, Nobody. And he's not really the archetype for, like, a Mitski listener or, like, the song specifically. Like, it's not like he'd ever get, like, really sad, like, listening to the song. Like, he actually, like, seemed to enjoy himself. But, yeah, he just, liked the song. And so I was like, oh, that's kind of random that, I don't know, he really likes Nobody by Mitski, even though he's, like, not her usual fan base.
Anybody can like Mitski.
But that's true. Mitski is for everyone, though, more often than not.
True.
And then the song we were just listening to, Why Try It by Tank and the Bongos, they actually came to Carleton, which is where my brother goes to school.
Oh,
and
okay.
He was really impressed with there was like a whistler or something, somebody who came to perform. And so throughout the summer when we were driving, he'd always like put on a Tank and the Bongo song and talk about like the whistler that came to see him.
Oh, that's great. It's like the Carleton like spring fling.
Yeah, like okay. I think they had like, do you know Duckworth?
No.
Or like Maud, I don't know. It's like maybe they had less like big ones than other schools could get because they're a smaller school, but
and in Minnesota, right?
Yeah, in Minnesota, too.
Not that there's anything wrong with Minnesota.
No. Yeah.
Okay, the song that's up next is... how do I put this? It started off... Okay, so the Indigo Girls is the favorite girl group of my rabbi. Rabbi Felicia.
Good start.
And my mom loves my rabbi.
Okay.
And my aunt loves my rabbi.
Is your rabbi, like, family?
No, she's just, like, this awesome girl boss rabbi, right?
Yeah.
So now, like, all the girl bosses in my family, we love the Indigo Girls.
Mm.
So that's the backstory of the upcoming song.
Nice. Yeah. Did your, like, rabbi, like, tell your mom about the song and then...
No, just, like, whenever there's, like, it's called a Shabbaton, which is basically, like, a retreat. She likes, like, my rabbi, Rabbi Felicia, she'll, like, break out the acoustic guitar and, like, sing this song.
Oh, wow.
Right. And you know what? This song is all about, like, not searching for like meaning and stuff, which I think is an interesting take coming from a rabbi.
Yeah, that is interesting.
She very clearly has tried to find meaning through God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hence her career path. But
you know,
yeah, Rabbi Felicia,
not in everything, not in the music she listens to, maybe.
Yeah. But Rabbi Felicia like feels like a part of my family.
Yeah. When you first started talking about Rabbi Felicia, I was like confused because like you don't really come across one, like, women rabbis or a rabbi called Rabbi Felicia.
Totally. She's the coolest, greatest lady out there.
Shout out. Rabbi. And shout out to the Indigo Girls.
Best thing you ever done for me used to help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all. Yeah. Darkness has a hunger that's insatiable. And lightness has a call that's hard to hear. And I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. I sail my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shores. And I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah. And I went to see the doctor of philosophy with a poster of Rasputin and a beer down to his knee. He never did marry or see a big great movie. He graded my performance. He said he could sit through me. I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind. Got my paper and I was free. I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah. I stopped by the bar at 3 a.m. to seek some possibly a friend. And I woke up with a headache like my head against a board, twice as cloudy as I'd been the night before. And I went in seeking clarity. I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountain. We go to the doctor. We go to the mountains. We look to questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find. Closer I am to find. Closer I am to find,
like a light bulb in a dark room. I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come on home and turn me on. Like the desert waiting like a school kid waiting for the spring. I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come on home and turn me on. My poor heart, it's been so dark since you've been gone. place is waiting for some fresh ice cubes. I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come on home and turn.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Welcome back. You were just listening to Turn Me On by Norah Jones and A Joni by Claro. And also a little sneak peek of the next song, One Kiss with Dua Lipa by Calvin Harris.
Yeah. We're big Norah Jones fans in the Fishman mm-hmm. household. And Claro, we like Claro. I chose that one specifically because Claro's album Sling is like dedicated to like her dog, huh. I think. And her dog's name is Joni, after Joni Mitchell. Oh. And the Fishmen are big Joni Mitchell fans.
Is she not on Spotify?
She is not on Spotify.
So
in protest of the Joe Rogan podcast.
Sling. So, good for her, Joni Mitchell.
Good for Joni Mitchell. Yeah, so that was my
yeah name. I guess Joni by Claro is the closest we'll get to Joni Mitchell on Spotify.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
And then coming up, One Kiss by Dua Lipa.
Is your dad's favorite song?
My brother's favorite song. I feel like my dad probably would like One Kiss.
Yeah.
Oh, I can relate to you kind of way.
Mm. But not like a genuine.
No, he'd probably enjoy it. If only he knew. Yeah.
I could see him. Totally, bopping.
Totally.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, that's up next.
Yeah. There's all it takes. Falling in love with me. Possibilities. I look like all you need.
Like all you need, one kiss is all it takes. Falling in love with me, possibility.
Then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. But you know that when the truth is told, that you can what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't
be everything you wanna be before your time. Although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight, tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you could see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right. You're right. You got your passion, you got your pride, but don't you know that only fools are satisfied? Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while. It's alright, you can't afford to lose a day or two. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, why don't you realize Vienna waits for you? When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
There's a power in numbers, baby. What do we steam like?
enough.
Okay, welcome back. You were just listening to 99 Luft Balloons by Nena, and Vienna by Billy Joel, and Glow by Kelly's featuring Raphael Sadiq. Yeah, and Billy Joel. My family likes Billy Joel.
That's so funny you played that, because that is truly my mom's favorite song.
Oh, really?
When I like listed earlier, like Elton, ABBA, I forgot to say Billy Joel. I think Billy Joel.
Maybe parents are all the same, because my dad texted me being like, I also listen to Elton John. So they're all the same. Yeah, no. And actually, I think my whole family listens. Like, I was like stalking my like siblings' like playlist and their like profiles on Spotify this morning, looking, because I was like, oh, I wonder what they do. And yeah, my brother had a lot of Billy Joel songs in one of them. He also has a whole playlist called Momo, which are just songs, not songs like that remind him of Momo. It's just songs that have Momo in like the name, or the artist is called like Momoland. I wasn't gonna play any of those. Yeah.
I don't think I have my siblings on Spotify.
I realized that I didn't, but like over the summer we like combined our Spotify has a thing where it's like you can combine your playlists, or like you can make a playlist together, and like Spotify's algorithm will like see what matches up between you two.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So that's how I found them, and I realized that that's how I found my brother and my younger sister. And then I realized my younger sister follows my older sister, but not me or Marcus. So, weird. Yeah. But now I've amended that, and I follow all three of them. Twin phobia, for real. Yeah.
I have a PSA.
Oh, yes.
When visiting a national park, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. Do your part to reduce black bear encounters. Storing trash, food, and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or a high in a tree. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/nfnsnc. Long website. This message has been a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station. WMFO, we care about bears and you.
Yeah, that's a very family PSA, you know, camping.
I've never been camping with my family.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you think it would go well or not?
It would probably be fine. We're city slickers, but we've been outside.
Yeah, good. we went camping. We've been camping a couple times, so it's been pretty good. I don't think we've really had a camping disaster ever, but we haven't been camping in a while. I think my mom always complains about, like, venues, because actually getting, like, a campsite is, like, very hard to do in California.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My mom says, like, she's like, I got these in, like, Thanksgiving, and it'll be, like, the summer when we went camping, so.
Wow.
You have to plan ahead.
Is it just, like, all of California or, like, specific parts?
Probably specific. My mom's kind of particular, so I bet she picks only the best.
I feel like people go to California to go camping, and if it's so sparse...
Yeah.
I can't imagine that would be the case.
Yeah.
But also, what do I know? I'm just a city girl.
Yeah.
So city mouse and country mouse. Since you're kind of
from... Yeah, I guess... I don't know. Palo Alto. supper.
You know what? I was doing my psych reading, and there was a whole, like, psych study about, like, a neighborhood in Palo Alto.
East Palo Alto?
It didn't specify.
Oh. Like, what was the study about?
It was, like, so, this is not interesting, but basically...
But we're gonna say it on radio.
We're gonna say it on air. So they were doing this study about compliance and, like, what will make someone more likely to comply. So they asked a whole bunch of homeowners in Palo Alto. They're like... They pretended to be, like, a driving safety organization.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were like, will you put up this sign in your neighborhood? And it was, like, this giant, ugly sign that was, like, drive safe. And, like, only seven... I remember the exact numbers because I was writing my paper about it yesterday. And only 17% of the people said yes.
Yeah.
But in a second condition, they asked people to put up a small sign.
Uh-huh.
And, like, everybody agreed to it because it was a small sign.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks later, they were like, oh, can you actually put up this big sign? Like, the same ugly sign that a bunch of people said no to.
Yeah.
And 76% of people said yes because they were asked to do the smaller task first.
Mm.
It's because... Actually, you know what? You don't need to know because. But it was in Palo Alto.
I'm trying to... Now that you said that, though, I'm like, what would my parents do? They probably wouldn't want the ugly sign.
Probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
But you, like, once you accept the smaller sign, you view yourself as, like, cooperative and helpful. And so, like, denying the second request could, like, jeopardize your self-esteem.
Yeah.
And that's why people will do it.
Yeah. My brother. Oh, also, it's election day, so.
Oh, yeah, go vote.
Go vote. my brother.
Absentee.
I voted not yet, but I'm figuring it out with my mom. I think I'll vote in California.
I think you would have had to request your absentee ballot a little while ago.
I think she's going to fill it out for me. or yeah, I'll figure it out. I just today realized that it is kind of important to vote. Like, it actually is an important thing to do, and I shouldn't have put it off. But now I know for next time.
Yeah, I got a sick absentee sticker from my
water. Yeah, bottle. I saw. I should have, when you were putting on your sticker, I should have figured it out right then and there.
Yeah, but I had to request my absentee ballot like a month ago.
Yeah.
I should have told you.
No.
Like,
because I could have just registered. Because, like, the difference between, I don't mind, like, voting here, so I could have just voted, registered to vote here.
Yeah, but I think you also would have had to do that a while ago.
Yeah. 29th.
Yeah, but, like, all my friends are like, oh, like, I didn't vote. I'm like, dang it. Like, I should have told you to request your absentee ballot when I did. It's all my fault.
No, it's not your fault. It's definitely my fault.
it's like a big deal in New York because the election for governor is, like, kind of contentious. And I don't think we're allowed to talk about politics. But one of two candidates is a really bad guy.
Yeah. I think ours, well, Anna Eshoo for me in California. Oh. She's been there for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not saying anything. No comment about that. She's just, as a fact, she's been there for a while. Yeah. Oh, and my mom just texted me saying Karina, my older sister, actually voted, and she's in London in grad school.
She had to go to the embassy?
I don't know. I think she just... My mom mailed it to her, maybe, or, like... Yeah. So, my mom said no excuse. But then, maybe my sister should have reminded me.
Yeah. My friend, who's a Chilean citizen...
Yeah.
...has to go to the Chilean embassy every... Like, or on election years to, like, vote in Chilean elections.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, that's a pain.
Yeah, that is a pain. Yeah. Honestly, it is really easy. I just dropped the ball this... Here. Next time I'll be better. I pledge. And you should vote too, especially if you're already registered, because it's just easy.
It's easy.
I think they close at like 8 or 9, so you have time today if you haven't.
Ooh.
Yeah. Three PSAs in 2 hours.
Yes. Go vote.
Yes. And now a song that has nothing to do with voting or family, it's just a song I like recently, is Picture in My Mind by Pink Panthers and Sam Gellietri. Oh, sorry, sure. Sam.
similar to me. It scares me, I'm impatient, I can't wait to see what it is that brought you to be identical to me. It's frightening, so why are we together knowing we sometimes do disagree? I like it, it's a sign you don't think like me, that's fine. But sometimes feel some way when you choose to leave, and sometimes I just can't stand to be with you. That's why, thought I knew this all along. I had a picture in my mind, say please don't try and call my bluff. I don't think I can try to fight it, so why are we together?
I knew this all along. I had a picture in my mind, say please don't try and call my bluff. We've put both of our hearts on the line. Take what's yours and gone and I'll take mine. That burst inside the deepest dark, I've been waiting for you my whole life.
Now when you see me, you walk the other way. I guess it's easy to say you never saw me that day. I'm with my entire about you, I can't remake amends. I'll never see you again, I think you're more of a friend. Knowing we sometimes do disagree, I like it. It's a sign you don't think like me, that's fine. But sometimes feel some way when you choose to leave, and sometimes I just can't stand to be with you. That's why, thought I knew this all along. I had a picture in my mind, say please don't try and call my bluff. I don't think I can try to fight it, so why are we together? Thought
I knew this all along. I had a picture in my mind, say please don't try and call my bluff. We've put both of our hearts on the line. Take what's yours and darling, I'll take mine. Have burst inside the deepest dark, I've been waiting for you my whole life. I knew this all along. I had a picture in my mind, say please don't try and call my bluff. We've put both of our hearts on the line. Take what's yours and darling, I'll take mine. Have burst inside the deepest dark, I've been waiting for you my whole life.
Calling.
was just